Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, 8 o'clock, Inner Sight, New York, to the world. Mad or Glad Monday, that's what we call it. We can get the phones open. You can call in and talk about anything you're mad about or anything you're glad about. Well, I'll tell you what's a mad right off the top of my head and Inner Sight. The government putting out a big social bill, you know, more money for the Medicare, Medicaid, and all that. But as far as I know, there's not one word in there about getting the home health aides into the nursing homes with the money that's already there to pay those people. Think of how much that would help people who have to go to a nursing home. Not only would it help them to be more comfortable, it would help to show that with the proper help, the proper aids, the person would be able to go home. See, that's why you got to change the whole concept of the system. And that a person belongs in their own home. Now, that's a definite mad. Because it only means, well, first of all, the House passed it, but the Senate is going to water it down. Everybody keeps talking about that. But it only means more money for the nursing homes, you know, to keep the person in there. Now, what about the money that's already there for the home health aide that isn't allowed to assist their client, if you want to call for lack of a better word, isn't allowed to assist their client in the nursing home, which would alleviate a lot of stress and problems, you know, eating, changing the person if they're not able to do that on their own, getting up in the morning, getting in the wheelchair, getting a shower, feeling like a whole person, feeling good about yourself. Doesn't that matter? And I'll tell you something. I blame every doctor and every nurse that has anything to do with that system, and the aides too, anything to do with that system that does not stand up and demand, not ask, demand these home health aides be brought in and let them do their job. The money is there, obviously. I mean, the person loses their client to a nursing home. That person usually gets another job and gets somebody else to go to their home. That's a disgrace to this country. Any person who is abused in a nursing institution, it's a disgrace to the flag and this country, in our mind. And that's why something ought to be done about it immediately. What President Biden should have done is enact an executive order. And he could still do it. An executive order ordering that all the home health aides that were servicing the person in their home must immediately be dispatched to the nursing home and continue their pay. You want to give them a raise, that's fine. I'm all for it. But get them in there to help people. It's horrible the way people have to suffer because they don't have their home health aides. And some people are made to suffer more than others. So that's a definite mad on the Inner Sight program tonight, Mad or Glad, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And Joe was in a nursing home, and I know that he would agree that those aides should be immediately dispatched under an emergency, because it is an emergency when a person can't get help and they have to lie there helpless. To me, that's an emergency. All right. If that happened to anyone else under different circumstances and they were in their home, they'd call 911, you know, and they would be considered an emergency and they'd help them. Why isn't it an emergency when you're in a nursing home and you're neglected and you got to lay in your waste for hours and hours and hours and cause further discomfort and many times infections? All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by Big East, Akita Rescue, little bear, great, great Akita. My dog loves this weather. She gobbles it up. Her big, actually, Akitas have two coats. So she's very contented this weather. Big East Akita Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. You want to adopt an Akita? You need a service dog or just a pet dog? Great dog to watch out for your children, the Akita. You get the right one. All right, Big East Akita Rescue, Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, good advice. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. And tell him you heard about it right here on the Inner Sight program. He'll know what you're talking about. All right. Around the world, don't forget December 1st, our ad coming out in Able News, December 1st. D like David, December 1st, the ad comes out in Able News about Inner Sight. Look for it. Page 4, if you're on the Long Island edition, page 4. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our phone number, our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And I want to say hello to a new friend, Marco, who we're trying to help him get his service dog certified, emotional support. So, you know, we do it, and we're working with them, with the dog, and we'll keep you, keep Inner Sight, tries to make a difference. All right, let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight, nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, medical. So call Gary, 631-484-3085. If you're disabled, explain that to him. Sometimes he can bring the food to you. I want to say hello to Jimmy the poet and Nancy, his girlfriend, and wishing her well with her kidney problems. Jimmy called me yesterday. Hello to Jim. And wishing him all well. Inner Sight, Wednesday night will be our Thanksgiving show. All right. And we're going to aim it right at the nursing homes. Wednesday night. here on Inner Sight, our regular nursing homes, kill, get rid of them. And we'll clarify that more on Wednesday. Person who loves freedom and justice should be contributing to this, to that show, to get rid of these nursing homes. Because if you live long enough and you become disabled and you don't have the money to stay out of a nursing institution, you're going to wind up in one. Guaranteed. All right, Inner Sight. And I'll try to get a word from Able News, see if our engineer comes on board. I want to thank Suzanne for putting up the show. We'll try to open the phones, and we'll see how that goes. Well, I was sorry to hear that Biden, oh, by the way, I'm happy he's out of the hospital. That's good. You know, even though I, Inner Sight is angry at a lot of these politicians, it's not a personal anger. It's an anger that dwells upon the fact that we are made to suffer because of the way this system operates. That's what we're angry about. And these people have to start realizing this because they're causing it. So glad Mr. Biden's out of the hospital. Glad he's all right. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Some of our friends who have helped us in the past, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Sunset Restaurant, Touro Law Center, to mention a few. Of course, Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our great helpers. And want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Silo, right here in Suffolk County, New York, for their donation. 631-880-7929, Silo, 880-7929. Joe Delgado is the executive director. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. And we're hoping to get some phone calls in here. Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. This is a short week for Inner Sight. Wednesday will be our final show for the week. And we wish all a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Yeah, I got another one of those crazy calls today. Unbelievable how people waste resources, you know. My car, they say, my warranty on my car has expired. Well, does that mean I can sell the car? How much is it worth? You know, you ask these people these questions and it's so stupid. All they do is hang up on you. Call a couple of days a week. But they don't even check to realize, you know, does this person drive? Does this person have a car? You know, they just assume that everybody has a car. And while it's true, most people do, I'm glad not everybody has one. That'd be even worse. All right, Inner Sight. And Man of Glad Monday. Let's see, a lot of the news, I'm very sad to hear that Mr. Biden kept the same guy, Powell, in charge of the Federal Reserve, because I don't think he has done anything to help us. I mean, a guy like that, you would think at least he would recommend to the president, get more stimulus into the economy. Now, everybody tells me that the food prices are going up, you know. I spent over $80 today in the store, and not even a full bag, full shopping bag of food. So it's crazy, you know, that the politicians, well, they have all the money. They have all the wealth, the people that are denying us. The politicians should immediately send out stimulus, and it should be every month until this economy is back on its feet and people can afford to live their lives a little bit. How many people are behind in their rent and are going to wind up with an eviction notice? See? Now, the money for that will go to the states and the counties and the municipalities. It won't go to help the person. Some people will get their rent paid if they're lucky, who are behind in the rent. I don't know how long that program lasted. They ought to pay everybody's rent. I mean, let that be the stimulus. I would settle for that. They don't want to give a $2,000 stimulus. Pay the rent for every disabled person, every elderly person, for the next year or two, so we could get back to some kind of normal function. So that's a mad. Turn it into a glad. Inner Sight reminds you. And by the way, don't forget television, even though we're on rerun television. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, that's on the internet. 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night. Thursday on the Long Island, Altis, they call it now, 7:30. Channel 20, Thursday night. So check it out. Of course, Friday, no funnies this Friday, but we'll be back a week from Friday. Yeah. With a lot of weird stuff, too. All right. Inner Sight. And we, so far, don't have the ability for phone calls. So we apologize for that. If you're listening to the show, you may be in the host queue, but I can't tell because I can't, I don't have a computer. I've tried to get, now here's the mad. I've tried to get blog. I have an attachment for the internet. I have the internet on my phone, you know, and I've tried to get blog to set up a system whereby I could operate the phone call, the board, you know, put a little buzz in there or something similar to call waiting. And click it on and click it on the air and you know it, I'm sure it can be done if you know what you're doing. But they haven't responded and I'm very disappointed in that. We don't get that many phone calls, but the point being, a person should have the option of being able to talk on the air. So we apologize for that and see if we'll get our engineer in here. She's been having some hard times. Inner Sight, all right, around the world, 8:21, New York, Mad or Glad Monday. We got, at last count, 111,236, I think it was. Maybe more now. So we're moving up, we're growing. Moving along, and I want to thank Tracy Garner for being on the show last week. We had a great response. Tracy, and we're going to be talking to her this week about the possibility of us working together to liberate these nursing homes, so we'll keep you posted on that and let you know what people can do to make that happen. It's one of the most important issues that we face today as disabled people. You know, growing older, being disabled, and being ruled on by the system and the government, ruled on that you're qualified to go into a nursing home. You know, you're only qualified to go into a nursing home because you don't have the money to stay out of a nursing home. That's the real qualification. They camouflage it in, with a bunch of stupid rules. They make you think that they're doing it for the person's good. Well, that's a gross misconception, if I ever heard one. Nobody gets good help in a nursing home. Nobody. I don't care who it is. Nursing institution. I don't want to call them homes. Hey, sign our petition, change.org. You want to help turn these nursing homes into accessible housing? That's the bottom line of Inner Sight. Sign the petition, change.org. And also, when you're up there, look at the one that we have on the service dog system, where there's no law to protect you when you're denied a service dog. I mean, that's a horrible situation, too. Agencies take advantage of us, raise a lot of money, deny you the guide dog, service dog, keep the money, and there's no legal on that at all. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. Looks like a one-man Mad or Glad so far. So whatever it is, I mean, we'll hold it down and do the best we can. Got a note today, got an email today from Autism Speaks. It's not a bad organization. They helped my girlfriend, who's autistic, I think it must be over a year ago now, and I'm sure they helped many of thousands of other autistics with a small grant. Now, that's nice, you know. But that's only part of it. You know, it doesn't change the system that oppresses Now, how many people, I'd like to know, getting back to this nursing home thing, nursing institution, how many people in nursing institutions have autism? I'd like to see them do a survey on that. You know, all these statistics that go untold, you know, all these things would help to get rid of a system that oppresses all kinds of people, you know. So I urge the Autism Speaks and all the other agencies to do something about that, you know. See if you can get a survey on that. How many people who are autistic in nursing homes and are driven in there and are forced to go in there? All right, Inner Sight, we don't have the phones open. If you want to take note, if you want to make a comment on the matter, Glad, call our Inner Sight number and leave a message, and we will retrieve it and talk it on the air. The Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. So you'd have to leave a message. This being Thanksgiving week, as we mentioned previously, it's a short week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday will be our Thanksgiving show. All right. Yeah, so the big holiday shopping officially starts on Friday. All right, the Black Friday. All right. Now, it's going to be worse for people who can't read the labels, all right? Because if the stores are overcrowded and you're going, bang, and you want to go in there and try to find an item, you know, you can't read the label. Now you have all these people that, and sometimes they hire extra people. I don't know if they're going to do that this year. They hire extra people for the registers and all that. See? Now there's big, long lines, and all the people are busy. And therefore, that makes it harder on the person who can't read the label, because there's nobody available to read them. To make a bad situation worse, there's no enforcement that everybody should be able to read the labels. So there's what's going to happen. And that's why many people who are disabled, unless they have someone with them, which we shouldn't have to have, we shouldn't have to do that, are going to avoid going to the stores. You know what they should have? I just thought of it. They should have what they do for the big politicians. You know, let the person come in a couple of hours. Nobody there, and you know, get waited on. That would alleviate some of it, not all of it, but some of it. What they really need to have is to have all these labels accessible for everyone. And you know, it's really horrendous, because you find with many, many labels, the tags are made of cardboard, perfect for Braille. and the capital print, you know. But it's far and few between. And, of course, if you're looking for something that you have to use internally, it's even worse, you know, because it's so much easier for the clerk to make a mistake, especially when they're overwhelmed and, you know, they got a long line and they hastily read something and they can very easily read it wrong. Happens every day of the week. So let the government protect us the way it protects everybody else. And I'll tell you something. For me, it reflects on safety. And what I mean by that is, how can you trust the government to keep you safe and be honest with you when you can't even read a label in a store? You know, I don't trust the government to keep me safe. Not only that, when you can't even get a fair hearing, when you're denied this, a guide dog that keeps you safe, how can you trust the government that's supposed to keep you safe like that? I mean, the average person, I could see how they would trust the government a lot more than the disabled person who has no, where there's no enforcement of safety. You know, the other day I was walking down the street here. I live off the highway here. And there's been a wire hanging down off of something. I don't know where it's coming from or what it is. Been there for weeks now. I called 911 and reported it the other day. It's still there. Some kind of an electrical wire, I would presume. And coming home yesterday, my guide dog tried to clear that wire, and it caught her on the harness, and she had to stop, and I had to maneuver her harness to clear her. Where's the safety for everybody? You know, most people are in their cars. They don't have to deal with that wire. What about the blind person who has to walk? The person in the wheelchair? You know, that wire is down on the ground. The wheelchair can be caught in there. Government doesn't regard our safety the way they do the average person. So how can you believe them? I don't believe half the stuff they say. Especially if it's dealing with safety. Yeah, that's a mad or glad Monday. Give us enforcement. Enforcement is very important. Everybody but us has enforcement, especially when it comes to safety. And being able to read things and access getting into a place and all that. Yeah, so they say we're supposed to get an increase in our disability. Well, it's not going to be much of an increase if they raise your rent and lower your the little money they give you for the food. We're not going to see much of a benefit on that, if anything. Again, the government doesn't protect us the way it protects everybody else. That's for sure. All right, InnerSight, apologize for not having the phones open. To remind you, if you want to comment or speak a matter glad, call our InnerSight number at 631-224-3090. We don't have any calls coming in currently on that, so if you'd like to, and then we'll, you know what we'll do? We'll announce it tomorrow night on open mic. Be happy to do that. Oh, tomorrow night's show, by the way, open mic, you can pick your own subject. You know, talk about what you want. I keep thinking of all the millions that are going to be stuck in these horrible nursing institutions for Thanksgiving. You know, it's just horrendous. And many of the families could take them home if they wanted to, but there are many who can't. That situation should not be. The person should be allowed to stay in their own home and get the help that they need. And this would be a glad, as I mentioned the other night, if someone were to start a business, a regular business, let's say a profit-making business. Now, here's a great idea, see. A profit-making business. Of course, you got to have money to start this. I imagine it would take, $10, $20 million. A business of keeping people in their own homes. See, this is another way to do it. Turn it into a business. You know? I mean, you're gonna help the person stay in their own home. You know, you could do what you could do what some of the other business people do. Like for instance, the Animal Medical. They have a profit making business with all of the veterinarians over there in New York City, but then they also have a division that is non-profit that's supposed to give free medical to the guide dog. Well, of course, they're prejudiced against blind people who train dogs on their own. They don't give you the medical. And there's no law to protect you. But I'm thinking a person who would start a business, to keep people out of the nursing institution and have a division of that business, nonprofit, where they could get money donated, could benefit. That would have to be worked out legally. But I don't know of any company or foundation that is doing that. Maybe that's the answer, a foundation set up to keep people out of nursing institutions. And, of course, invest in accessible housing of the attorneys' institutions into accessible housing. That's how they could work it. They could make money on that. They can make rent money on that. So there you have a great idea for somebody out there who has the means to do it. We certainly don't, but you never know. You may come across an investor who likes the idea, who could develop it. a business to keep people out of nursing institutions, keep them in their own home, and make a profit out of it. Why not? There's a profit being made now to keep people in nursing institutions. Why not turn it around? Do it the other way. You know? Isn't that a great idea for someone who has money and wants to use it? You don't want to be involved in it directly? Donate the money to Inner Sight. We'll do it. We have business people who would guide us in that. I would do it in a minute. We have some of the best business people around in Suffolk Bus Corp who have been running that bus company for over 50 years. And I'm sure that they would sit down with us and show us, if we had the money, show us how to bring that business about, keeping people in their own home. Turn the institutions into accessible housing. So there you have another way of doing it. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. It's so true. And I believe wholeheartedly that someplace, somewhere, somebody is going to hear what we say. And they're going to say, you know, that's a wonderful idea. Look at what it would do for the image of a company that did that. I mean, you could attract a telethon. You could attract celebrities to donate money to you. So somebody out there has the means to do it. Find us. Reach out to us. Call Inner Sight. Innersight.info is our website. You want to email us? We get email by voice. Innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Send us an email. We'd be happy to sit down and talk with you. And as I said, we have some wonderful business people that we could definitely consult on how to set it up. Yeah, wouldn't that be a good way to start off a new year? With a company or foundation dedicated to keeping a disabled person in their own home, and even the elderly, too, of course. Speaking of which, my friend Margaret, down from Buffalo, New York, and 95 years young. Hello, Margaret. Love you. And I got invited to a birthday party, and I'm going to take her up on it. That party is not until 5 years. 100 for Margaret. I'm invited. And you better believe I'll be there, be it in Buffalo or local. Her son lives local. So there you have it, folks. People don't have to go to these horrible nursing institutions. Get the right combination, caring and life and good stuff, and take some of the great herbs of the world that have been around for thousands of years, and you can live your life until it's time. You don't need a damn nursing institution. And for those who don't have the means should be there. The means are there. Let me clarify that. They are there, being used in the right way. The money is there to keep a person out of a nursing institution, but it's not being utilized. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, and now we don't have the phones. Sorry about that. Try to make up for it tomorrow night on the open mic. 8:47. Supposed to get colder tonight, they said, down in here in New York anyway. Lower 30s. Supposed to get a wind coming up. All right. Well, you never know. All right. I want to thank all our friends who help Inner Sight and who have helped us in the past and continued to do so. We greatly appreciate that. Let me remind you again, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, just made a donation to us. Their number is 631-880-7929. I want to thank Sutton Insurance, who's helped us in the past. And some of our other friends. Yeah, a lot of them who care about Inner Sight and who believe that we're doing the right thing and we're headed in the right direction. It's all about freedom. It really is. That's the key. That's what makes Inner Sight function, the idea of freedom. All right, the Inner Sight freedom. The Inner Sight freedom that we talk about, that we live, that we want, that we fight for. And the reason why we do this show is because of freedom. See? When you have situations hanging over your head where you have no law to protect you and no enforcement, you don't have your freedom. I don't care if you live in America. You still don't have your freedom because you don't have the same protection and help that everybody else has, that the average person takes for granted. You know? So that's why we're on the air 5 nights a week, to keep striving to get that freedom and to let people know it doesn't exist. And that's a definite mad on Monday night. What was it that Martin Luther King said? Free at last. Free at last. God Almighty, we're free at last. That was his dream. The same thing. To be there, the right to read everything, the right to know, the right to get in, the right to not have barriers in the way. The government who allowed all this to happen over the years, they owe us. They owe us that freedom. Just like they owe it to everybody else. You know? They wouldn't leave the road so that the car or the vehicle couldn't get by, would they? It would be an emergency. They'd close it until they fixed it. They'd be out there, right? But they'll leave the barrier in front of the building so that the person in the wheelchair can't get in. They're not out there for that. That's no emergency. And that's where the enforcement should be. And that's where the agency should be raising money to rectify that situation. And the enforcement should make them do it. That's what you really need for the freedom of the millions and millions of disabled and elderly. What was it, in Pennsylvania? I was going down the one of the main streets, Orange Street, right off of Main Street, Orange Street, Pennsylvania. And I was looking for the Indian curry restaurant. You know, beautiful day in the summer, you know. And I couldn't read the sign, you know, and I hadn't been there for a time, and I got a little lost. And so this guy in a wheelchair came along, and he could see it. He says, oh, he says, I said, do you know where the Indian restaurant is? Oh, he says, right over here, you know. So my dog followed him to the door, you know, and there's a big step up, you know. I said, oh, man, thanks for helping me. You know, I can't read the sign. I said, yeah, I know, I know. I said, look, I said, I can't read the sign, and you can't get into the place. I said, so what the hell's going on here? He said, yeah, yeah. He said, it's like that in most places in this town, you know. It was a horror, a damn-ass horror. And I'm telling him, you know what it is? You know why it's like this? Because there's no enforcement, you know. No damn enforcement. And the agencies let it happen. The agencies don't come along with the money and say, hey, we got the money. We're sending out a crew. You got to make this place so a person with a wheelchair can get in here. You can't leave this like this. You know? You don't have to pay for it, but you got to do it. And if you don't do it, you can wind up in jail. That's enforcement. Then you'd see how fast these places would be made accessible to the good of all. But the place is going to get more business if people can get in. All right, so if you fill up the place with wheelchairs and you got a line around the block, that's acceptable. People got to wait like they would normally wait on a line. But when you have a situation where the people can't even damn ass get in, that's horrible. That's no freedom. That's no accessibility. It's without enforcement. You heard it on Inner Sight. Every agency should be outraged over this. Every agency should have a lobby in Washington to demand immediate enforcement and amend the Americans with Disability Act to bring that enforcement about immediately. There should be no debate on this. They wouldn't debate it if the average person couldn't get in, would they? Yeah, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. We'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends. And someday, we're going to have that enforcement. You wait and see. It's going to happen. And someday, we're going to have that foundation or that business to keep people out of institutions, nursing institutions, because somebody's going to realize that there's money to be made in that. And that's all right. If that's your motive, I'll take it. I'll accept it. Let that be the motive. You want to make money keeping people out of institutions? Come to Inner Sight. We'll help you. Put your money up. Let's do it. Why not? Turn the whole thing around. All right. Thank you. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our listeners, friends, and all those who love freedom to sign the petition, change.org. Read them, sign them. Give us your blessing to liberate millions of people in so many different ways. It's not just one way. It's so many different ways that people need to be freed and liberated. And we'll talk about some more of that tomorrow night on Open Mic. Wednesday will be our Thanksgiving show, a short week, and more on the horror of the nursing institution on Wednesday. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry about the, didn't have the phones open. We'll make up for it. Thank you. Be safe out there. Inner Sight around the world. We all need more of that. Inner Sight. Give me more. Give me more. Inner Sight. Inner Sight. A guy left me a message on the phone like that. I thought it was so funny. Thank you for listening. Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Open mic. Pick your own subject. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.